Is PETA really ethical to animals? David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. Yesterday, I did a story on the Humane Society of the United States, and essentially, it was about exposing some of the fraudulent claims and practices that this organization is responsible for. And you heard Hannah Thompson from the Animal Agriculture Alliance say the following.
Very little of their funds, less than 1%, goes to actually helping animals. And that can be a big source of frustration to local humane societies, because those groups that do run animal shelters and do help animals in local communities are having to compete with this national juggernaut for donations.
And today I'm going to tell you about a claim coming from the Center for Consumer Freedom in which a former PETA employee said PETA would routinely euthanize healthy puppies and kittens. Heather Harper Troji, who worked for PETA's Community Animal Project, has filed an affidavit alleging the PETA program had a sickening obsession with death driven by PETA president and co-founder Ingrid Newkirk. Harper Troji's allegations include, while employed at PETA, my primary responsibilities included gaining possession of as many cats and dogs as possible, almost all of which were euthanized. Also, Newkirk said that an effort to adopt out an animal was a waste of PETA's money and effort. Something else. I was specifically told by my supervisors at PETA to tell people that we would find good homes for the dogs and cats, even though we knew the animals would be euthanized. David Sparks.